This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in, for getting in here, paying attention, being part of the solution, if you would. I really do appreciate it. Hopefully you're staying safe. And you know, if I cough in the studio, should I, like, stay away from myself or something? I don't know how that works, really. Anyway, I was at the supermarket today, and I grabbed a couple things, and I simply swallowed wrong. You know, I'm sitting there, and I'm having a conversation with somebody on the phone, and I just kind of swallowed wrong. So I coughed two or three times in a row. You can tell the difference between somebody choking on something and coughing. And I really, seriously, I thought they were going to call the hazmat team out on me or something like that. You know, and I realized I just went back and forth with somebody online. I am not, let's just be clear about this. I'm not saying the virus is a hoax. I am not saying the virus is fake. What I'm saying is the response to it is what I have trouble with. I mean that sincerely. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, you got these people that are screaming. I listened to Jim Acosta at the news press conference, whatever you want to call it. And it's really sick. It's sick to listen to these guys. He just kept asking the same question 12 different ways. So if you had taken action a little earlier and listened to the people around you, would you you think this would not go to 100,000 people? Well, it hasn't hit 100,000 people. 100,000 people have not died from this. You see, because no matter what happens, it's going to be President Trump's fault. To the left, to CNN and others, it's going to be President Trump's fault. I've got good friends that live around me. I'm watching them on Facebook. You know, frankly, Facebook, Twitter, they should all be shut down at this point because the only thing that they're doing is spewing hatred. When you spew that much hatred, somebody eventually, somewhere, is going to get hurt. Now, Acosta didn't just ask about the timeline. He didn't do his homework. He didn't do his homework to find out that President Trump had been talking about, you know, stopping flights from China. Knew what was going on, trying to take action. Oh, but he had that pesky impeachment thing that was crawling all over him. You know, the one that was fake, was a true hoax through and through, based on a hoax, based on false information. They'll never admit to that. And then Acosta has the spine, the guts, to tell people, well, hey, you know what, President, you were telling people to go out and ignore it. It wasn't a big deal and blah, 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 and which is not true at all. But it's funny because he never brought up Pelosi, Cuomo, de Blasio. Should we keep going? Right? These guys, they weren't for this at all. They were telling people to go out. Said Nancy Pelosi, she went to San Francisco in February and said, oh, you should be out and about. You should be down to Chinatown. You should be, you should get out and visit with friends. Cuomo called it a farce. De Blasio also called it a farce. Right? I mean, this it's just nuts. And then they take all. Remember, my new thing for them is the party of non-responsibility. They are. They're the party of non-responsibility. You don't do anything wrong. Ever. Where I come from? Ever. Nancy blamed Trump for the coronavirus in a comment that she just made the other day. And she ignored and downplayed footage of her pretty much dancing around downtown San Francisco saying, come on down to Chinatown. We're all here. We're safe. Right? Come join us. Come on down and get the virus, and then let's blame it all on Trump. See, I think that they're so sick at this point in time. Some of you are going to get really mad at me. Right? I'm telling you, I am so sure that they're so sick. Schumer, Pelosi, Jackson Lee. You know, I go down the whole list of these people. All of those people at CNN and other places. They would love to see the death toll rise of Americans to make sure that Trump doesn't get reelected. So they could do a whole story, they could blame it on him, the whole nine yards. They don't care about you. I keep telling you that. They don't care about you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And Pelosi and the rest of them, whatever they can do to try to nail this president, to try to shut him down, it's scary. It really is scary when you think about it. Because that means that they would sell you, me, whoever, they would sell us down the road. Right? They don't care. As long as you come to their side, they'd sell us down the road. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, I used to love this guy. I got to tell you, not so much anymore. Neil Cavuto, another Italian friend of mine. Not a friend, but you know what I'm saying. He really went after the president with extended critique because of what's taking place. So he's actually joined the ranks of CNN in ignoring the science, ignoring the timeline, and just hating on the president. So I was in your house listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Brad Dinkus joins me. Find out how much of the government power being wielded is real. Legal. We'll be back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I am hidden in the Corona-free, Budweiser-free, Miller-free bunker here in the Los Angeles area. In all seriousness, you know, I'm not trying to make light of this, but I am having heartburn with you guys. Know it. We talk about it every night. They are all over the place. They're all over the place with the numbers. They're all over the place with how they think this thing is going to spread and what have you. And I, you know, my dad used to say sometimes people are so overeducated that they get in their own way and they can't figure it out. And, you know, we had Dr. Gerard Lemire on last night. He does modeling. He's been doing modeling all his life. And he's been saying from day one that these guys are off. And he's been right. Look at them. They're already revising their numbers from across the globe, not just here. The World Health Organization, they're revising their numbers. Now, I think they got a little pressure to shut up, but they've actually come back and said a few things. But what bothers me the most, what we're seeing happen across the country, Washington State, Washington, D.C., New York, de Blasio, my God, that guy, his name alone should scare you, okay? Talking about clamping down like the Gestapo. We live in America. We live in the United States. We don't live in, you know, post-war Germany. Anyway, let me bring somebody who knows a heck of a lot more about the law than I do. Brad Dacus is joining me like he does every week. I always appreciate his time. He's a founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you.
Bringing some sanity to the conversation, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Let's go through a couple of things here. Now, somebody asked me today, does the government really have the right to do some of the things that they're doing right now, which is, you know, they've locked down things so much that you technically could actually be arrested for simply being out of your house?
Yeah, it's very disturbing when you look at it from a pure civil rights perspective. That said, the fact that our courts have allowed, for example, under California, the Emergency Services Act, it does allow the state to impose limitations on in terms of what occupations can function. It can put limitations as they have in terms of where you can go, which is necessary. But they can't do it arbitrarily. They can't do it capriciously and or just to flex their power, if you will. We've seen some in some other places in the country where we've seen that happen, and it's very questionable. They have to be able to have a rational basis to support what they're doing and why they're doing it and for how long they're doing it. And those are the factors that we at Pacific Justice are looking at very carefully as this thing drags on and particularly infringes upon the free exercise rights of individuals who are being so far overall in our nation being very understanding and cooperative. But the government needs to realize this is not just an absolute right that they can expect to exercise for the next several years. It's for a limited period of time, as is necessary, supported by a rational basis.
Okay, but let's take that a little further, because some people brought up some real interesting concerns, to me anyway. Gun shops closed, pot shops open. Okay? I mean,
yeah.
How would you justify that, looking at the judge? It's a good thing for people to get high, not so much for them to have a gun, right? I mean,
right. Their rational basis is on the pot shops, which I think they're really stretching, really stretching this. But their rationalization is that, well, people need it for medicinal purposes, so we need to keep it open for people who, you know, need it for different reasons and stuff. Well, I mean, arguably, if people need it for medicinal purposes, they can have a doctor prescribe it at
That's
PhD
right.
and we'll be done with it. It's been used by doctors for quite some time, for, you know, a couple decades at least. So that's really a hollow argument, but that's what they're arguing. And then as far as, like, guns, I mean, guns and being able to buy a gun, there's a Second Amendment right. You don't have a Second Amendment right to buy lettuce or to buy lumber from Home Depot.
Right.
But there is a Second Amendment right to bear arms and to be able to arm yourself and equip yourself. I think I do see a problem with that. And I think that if they continue with this thing drags on much, there's a good chance that they may be challenged.
Well, I know the NRA has already started some lawsuits over it, and you brought a good point up. You know, fighting an amendment or suspending an amendment is much different than suspending a local law or a law passed by the state. And I would imagine, for all intents and purposes, you can't, a governor especially, can't simply suspend an amendment, can they?
They can't, but here's the argument, and that is, under the Emergency Services Act, under times of peril, is the word, immediate peril, the government can take radical measures to protect the welfare of the people when there is immediate, imminent peril. The argument is that this virus is or soon will be such a peril, and these actions are taken to prevent it from being as big of a peril as it could, you know, and there's evidence to support that. So but nonetheless, you know, we do definitely see the political ideology taking place here in California when in other states. I don't think they would allow pot shops to be open and not allow people to exercise their rights to acquire what's necessary for their Second Amendment protection. So I do see this as definitely reflecting the political ideology of those in Sacramento at the expense of, to some degree, our civil liberties.
Well, you know, Brad, I got to ask you, you know, some of these governors, one in particular out of D.C., if you do not adhere to the social distancing rule, they can throw you in jail for up to 90 days and fine you $5,000. I mean, you and your honey go out for a walk and somebody, you stop and talk to a neighbor, technically you could be thrown in jail for this. However, and this isn't just hyperbole, they are letting out murderers and rapists out of jails because they're worried that they're going to get the coronavirus. And I'm thinking, how would you fight it? How could you get a judge to buy into that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And Washington, D.C. is very high crime. I used to work there for U.S. Senator Phil Graham, and I would walk to work every day. You know, I'd walk past several blocks past the Supreme Court building to the Russell building, you know, there'd be people walking, and say I had a colleague I'm working with, you know, we're talking. You know, it would be disturbing to see them using police resources to be that extreme, and I think it's an overflexing of their muscle.
Well, we're going to talk more about this on the side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, just to the Real Side with Brad Dacus. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says help is coming for small business owners.
Today, the Treasury Department and Small Business Administration announced further details on the
Paycheck Protection Program, which was made possible by the $2 trillion relief bill I signed into law last week. These loans will be forgiven as long as businesses keep paying their workers. This includes sole proprietors and independent contractors.
White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says Americans should prepare for 100,000 people to die from the coronavirus.
As sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not, and I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
A couple of nitwits.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed
me. We are back.
Like
you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-55. We have two problems with that song. One is, did he get permission to kiss her? I mean, I'm sure there's some kind of app for that, right? And number two, did she assault him? So this is a bad song. I have to get rid of it altogether. I mean, I'm surprised the social justice warriors aren't all over that already. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, listen, I've got Brad Dacus on the line with me. We've been talking about what I feel is the government overreach in some of these areas. You know, we've got governors telling us that basically if you step outside your house, if you congregate together, if you don't keep the six-foot mark, you could be in jail for up to 90 days and pay $5,000 in fines. However, California Governor Nuisance he's letting 3,500 inmates out early because he's afraid that the coronavirus may infect them. Now, some of these are rapists and murderers, and I hate to sound heartless. So what? Anyway, Brad, how are you doing?
Yes. I think a lot of people, they don't want people to die unnecessarily, because, right. They're serving their time. Yeah, I get that. But to release them and pose a risk to the innocent, to the people in the process, that's something that needs to be, should be more carefully weighed, and that's very disturbing that we have that kind of release of prisoners as opposed to placement in alternative detention facilities or in some other capacity. But just to release them I think that's very disturbing, especially when you're going to be the next victim. And unfortunately, the recidivism rate for those who are released the majority will, in fact, go back to committing crimes against innocent people. Yeah. And I think that's only compounds the problem.
Well, we've seen it repeatedly. We've seen it, especially here in California, where the governor releases a rapist or a murderer, and what do? Within 24 to 48 hours, they do the same thing again.
Right.
So, where's the psychiatrist or the psychologist behind all of this where he or she is in the room going, okay, that one but not that one, that one but not that one? Do we not do that? Wouldn't that make a little bit of sense?
Yeah, they need to weigh not just the risk to the person getting the coronavirus and their risk level, but also the risk to society based upon their past criminal record and what they're there for. Violent criminals, sexual crimes, those are things that should definitely be weighted differently than a white-collar crime, perhaps. But the key is protecting we the people. That's the governor's responsibility, not just protecting we the prisoner.
Yeah, it's really scary, the mindset that has taken place over the last, I don't know if it's been 10 years or so in this country, where it seems like the prisoner, the convict, the criminal, has more rights than the average citizen. I was going to do a story later on tonight, and I got to look into it a little further, about a shop worker who actually shot someone coming in. There were three of them, or I think he lived above the shop or what have you. I got to do more on this, but basically the bottom line was he was protecting himself. He shot one of the three people breaking in, and they arrested him. So I'm looking at this going, really? Somebody's breaking into your place at 4 o'clock in the morning. You tell them to leave. They don't go. And what are you supposed to do, just lay down and let them kill you? It's just becoming crazy, seriously crazy. Anyhow. All right.
Yeah, and then we also have the issue with making it more difficult to arrest people who are stealing things, criminally stealing things.
Oh God!
It's an open door for people to go into stores stealing things below worth less than $900,
yep.
Walking out, and law enforcement is no longer doing anything about it. Hardly in California. It's a very it's a dangerous place because of the loonies we have in Sacramento, and the laws that they're passing, which are really, once again, endangering the people that they're allegedly supposedly representing.
Brett, have you seen the videos of people going to, and the funny thing about it is they're not big stores. They go into these small neighborhood grocery stores, and they're cleaning the place out, and there's videos of them doing it, and the owners aren't doing anything because, dangerous, number one. And number two, what's going to happen? The cops aren't going to show up, and even if they do, what do you get? A citation. Are we serious?
Right.
I was in line at the supermarket. The girl walked out with two vodka bottles. Now I haven't bought liquor in years, but two big bottles walking out, it's gotta be worth, $50, $60, $70, whatever. I don't know how much it is. But she walked out and knew, you could see the look on her face, she knew exactly what she was doing, and nobody would go after her.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
It's disturbing, and that wears on a society and a civilization, and it gets worse and worse until you have solid leadership that believes and understands justice and protection of the people.
Brad, I know this is kind of cold of me, but I always say the same thing. I have no sympathy for the people in Chicago, New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles. They keep employing by vote, they keep employing the same people over and over to make these places worse on a regular basis. They don't do anything better. You talk about Washington, look what's going on in Seattle right now, where they're not arresting anybody, which is nothing new for them. They never arrest anybody up there. It just gets crazy. But let's get back to something you said during the break, which was federal workers are exempt from these local rules and laws, correct?
Right, yeah, exactly. They are not under the authority of the mayor of D.C. When it comes to this, and it's very disturbing to see this kind of overreach, and by this mayor, and it's very very unsettling, I think, for many people who were living there in that immediate area. Now, when I worked there, I was in the Capitol Police Zone, which is like about a five-block radius around the Capitol buildings, the monuments, and it was a safe zone because Capitol Police were there. Criminals knew not to mess with Capitol Police. They stayed outside that safe zone. It wasn't like a wall; it was just like a street, so like Fifth Street, and beyond that, criminals would have no problem, and they murdered about one every day on average. More than one every day on average, because that was the Washington D.C. police under the mayor and their law enforcement. So there's been a real history of problems with Washington D.C. police, law enforcement, those in who are elected into that local government. It's been very, very problematic. They I think they need to have really competent advice and counsel before they issue these kinds of orders that are overly broad and problematic.
So while we were at break, I got an email from someone in the California legislature who said it looks like the California schools will not reopen this year. They will, we should expect to have homeschool all the way through to the end of the year and through the summer for that matter. So you and I were kind of, and I was being a little tongue-in-cheek about it, that they've kind of shot themselves in the foot, not the school districts, but the state. Because now parents are going to see what the kids are seeing. They're going to see the kind of curriculum that the kids are seeing on a daily basis. They're going to have to spend some time with those little kids. And you were telling me of an incident where, somehow the kids were being shown porn online by a teacher?
Yeah, it was for a dance class, and as we've heard it reported, it was in Southern California, and this teacher prescribed the children to watch this video, and it was pornographic. And the fortunately, because the kids were at home, a parent was looking and reviewing what the child was watching and saw this, and because of that, the superintendent was contacted, and they immediately removed all that material that teacher thought was enlightening and et cetera. We've had a lot of Looney Tunes in our public schools with teachers. The teachers union is sort of the king of the Looney Tunes in terms of this outrageous garbage that they push on our children in public schools. There's a lot of great teachers out there, but they're the ones who are reporting to me and telling me about what's going on. The great thing, as you mentioned, about what we're experiencing, which is really hard on kids because they want to go to school, they want to be with their friends. But one good thing that we see, though, is parents being, their eyes are opening up to what their children are actually being taught, being exposed to. And I predict that we're going to see a sharp increase in parents choosing to homeschool as we move into the next school year in the fall.
It's a great time to really help push freedom of choice, but I think you're going to see a real pushback, to your point, by the teachers union and government officials. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Brad Dacus is going nowhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look at, seriously, get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. Sign up for the email blasts. You get notified every week as to what's going on. All right, and if that doesn't work out for you and you don't like the email, I get it. I don't like them either. I get a boatload of them. You can always go for, opt into the text messaging or text alerts by simply texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring him back on. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, first, before we get involved in the conversation, tell people what PJI is all about and what, how they can be involved, how they can help you.
Sure. Yeah, we have Pacific Justice Institute. We're a nonprofit legal defense organization defending religious freedom, parole, parents' rights, sanctity of human life. We have over 40 cases right now in active litigation, and we're just we do all our work without charge all across the United States. And we're unique in that we don't just cherry pick the high profile cases, Joe. We work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road when it comes to our area of expertise and what we handle. So we're very unique and really filling a major need here in the United States, especially here on the West Coast.
Well, You know, I appreciate what you do. I know some of the things that you've done, and I very much appreciate it. One of the things you're doing right now is you're reaching out to pastors and church leaders to explain to them, help them understand how to deal with some of these, well, I mean, I'll say it, some of these draconian rules and laws that are coming down from the different states, different governors, and now you're looking at a real shutdown coming up maybe soon. How are they going to deal with this? How can they deal with this legally?
Yeah, the first is whether or not the government is right and their restrictions they're imposing. The case law basically says that free exercise of religion, freedom to congregate together, those are fundamental rights, free speech, fundamental rights. But they're not absolute. If the government can show a compelling state interest, like, you know, imminent health and safety issues of concern, and their restrictions are narrowly tailored to the most least restrictive means possible to save people, to protect people, then the government can be allowed to do that. But then it's for how long this goes on. The longer this goes on, the more questionable how, you know, immediate and emergency it is, and how and whether or not the government can still continue with these strict requirements preventing people from worshiping in their church or synagogue. So I think that as time goes on, we're going to be examining this, and also what we think is going to happen. We talked to pastors about this and churches, is that it's not going to be suddenly just, okay, I'm going to go back to church and synagogue. It's going to be leveled out. It's going to be okay up to 10 people or meetings of 50 people, et cetera. And the government needs to be very careful that when they do that, that they're not being more loose with regards to shopping malls opening up for the masses and everything else, theaters opening up for the masses. But churches and synagogues, they're limited to just 20 or 30. They've got because that would also be unconstitutional as well. So we're educating them on their rights, and then also what they can do practically in terms of ministry to their members, and in terms of online as well as one-on-one, and how that can play out. So it's very equipping, and it's changing all the time. We had our website, Pacific Justice. .org or PJI.org. We have specialty memorandums on different states with their specific mandates against regarding churches and limiting worship, and we're updating that, and we're going to talk about that on the conference call coming up on Thursday.
Well, yeah, and it is about, people don't realize, it is about information. It's knowing what your rights are. I've got a lot of friends out there that are just pounding their desk, going, no, we have a right to do this, and we have a right to do that. And you go, you know what, slow down, because no, you don't. You don't always, you know, the government does have a right from time to time to step in for the greater good, but not, to your point a minute ago, not permanently. It's not something they can set, oh, well, we'll check it out in 2 years and see what happens. It's all temporary,
right.
Correct?
Right, and here's a more extreme example. Let's say a church is on fire and you have a congregation in there, and firemen come in and say, everyone get out, the building's on fire. And the pastor says, no, we're going to continue our worship service until it's over, and then we're going to, you know, firemen have a right to say, no, you're getting out now, or we're going to force you out and arrest you, because there's human lives on the line. It's imminent. And sometimes people don't recognize that. The problem, though, is when government oversteps their boundary over things that are not as imminent and not as perilous as that, and that's when the real problem starts. And you know, and sometimes people in local governments, we saw with the mayor of D.C., overstep their boundaries and have to be kept in check. And we at Pacific Justice Institute, I'm telling you, Joe, we are watching every ultimatum, every mandate issued across the country right now, analyzing it, keeping up with it, to make sure that the government is being kept in check, which is so important right now for us not to see an abuse amidst these panic and circumstances.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that people have to be really careful as to what they believe is truth. You know, some people, they jump out and do things that they've heard are illegal, heard that are okay, heard that are right, and frankly, you just got to be so careful, you know, with that kind of thing going on. Hey, you know, somebody asked me last time we talked, and somebody sent me an email, and I forgot about it, which is, you know, the president You and I think you and I have had this discussion personally. The president sometimes, he prays on the radio. He'll offer up a prayer, or as in the case of FDR, offered up a prayer. You know, me as a school board member or governor, what have you, when they do those kind of things, or I do those kind of things, the public, the lawyers, the freedom from religion freaks go nuts. But when the president does it, why is it so much more acceptable?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or legal.
That's a very good
point. Mean, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. That's the reality is that there are some ceremonies and things that are protected. We had challenged the benediction or invocation at the President Obama's swearing in. Pastor Rick Warren was being sued. And we defended him in the D.C. Circuit District Court and the Circuit Court successfully, arguing that, no, this is constitutional. This is individual speech. No one sees this as the government speech. And we see people throughout history, including, starting with President George Washington all the way up, who had prayers that he gave at formal events. And the courts have upheld that. But at the lower level, when you have more individuals wanting to meet and to participate, the focus shifts to the small audience wanting to participate, say at a school board meeting, and they use that need to quote protect the audience who want to be able to participate without feeling isolated because they don't bow their head, yada yada. They use that to silence expression of local politicians at such events. And I think that's a real shame. We're big men and women. We can deal with that. Even if there's students in the audience at a school board meeting, they can easily understand that this is a speech of an individual. They can even issue a disclaimer if they wish. The board can, but to silence them, I do see a problem with that, particularly when we have so much history of free speech exhibited on a national level by even the President of the United States on multiple occasions.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's one of the most commented emails I get, or one of the most common questions I get is why does, and again, he should be allowed to, but the President gets almost a pass on, God bless America or that kind of thing, or praying to the populace as a whole. I said, I don't know, but I know somebody who does.
Even in times of emergency, school teachers can use prayer as a tool to calm students down when there's major trauma and tragedy taking place. And in today's society, what we're dealing with, I think prayer is very appropriate and should not be challenged in view of what we're facing as a nation.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you from a step. I was amazed, I think a couple of years back, they tried to remove the Bibles from the Navy hospitals, from the naval hospitals. And I thought to myself, for a lot of those men, a lot of those Christian/God-centered people, that gives them a sense of security, of solace or strength. Why would they allow them to let that happen? Why would they even discuss it? I mean, whether it's a Quran, a Bible, a Torah, whatever they put in there, I never understood that. You can comment if you want. You've got about 45 seconds.
Yeah. You're right. We saw a lot of that during the Obama administration.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of purging taking place. We want to see that corrected and religious freedom and religious and faith tolerance really brought back into our armed forces, where it's so important, especially with the challenges that they face defending our nation in the foxholes.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your time, Brad. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Check it out, pji.org, pji.org. If you can't find those letters on your keyboard, maybe you shouldn't be driving. God bless, Brad. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, next hour, people, like I told you, I'm going to give you a story. You guys had asked me about it the other night when I mentioned it really quick, about how we had a God miracle when it comes to my oldest son. Tune in. Don't go away. Heat up your coffee and come on back. I'm Joe Messina, your host.